Hi, the People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
Hey, what's up, People's Playlist?
Hi, People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
The People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
I love the People's Playlist.
Hello, and welcome to the People's Playlist, the show where I choose a theme and you all call in songs to fit that theme. I'm Russ, and I'll be your host for the next hour, and so this theme is experimental instrumentals, songs without lyrics. And this is a really fun and interesting episode, because, you know, there are a lot of songs that some bands just, they couldn't think of lyrics, or they were just playing around, and they put these songs as, like, B-sides, or at the end of the album, sometimes hidden tracks, and so a lot of these songs just have a really fun and loose feel to them, and I think it's a really cool episode, personally. I think you'll enjoy it too. You know, there's some words here and there, but they're not really lyrics per se, you know, but you know, if you got a problem with it, you know, email me and complain. thepeoplesplaylist@gmail.com. So there. Without further ado, here's our first request.
So when the Pixies started Bossa Nova, they started with Cecilia Ann, and it kind of set the pace for a whole kind of surf rock whatever thing. I guess they kind of set that pace the whole time. I don't know what I'm talking about. The Pixies, Cecilia Ann, there you go.
Wade881.com reporting live from the Rush concert here at the Forum in San Diego, California. I just realized you should play YYZ by Rush.
We'll be right back.
Hi, People's Playlist. This is Sandra from Northern California. I wanted to request DNA by A Flock of Seagulls. Thanks.
People's Playlist, it's Rob from Long Island, and for an experimental instrumental, I'd like to hear REM doing the Batman Winged Mammal theme.
Thank you. People's Playlist. This is Mike from California, and you're going to get a song without lyrics, so I'm going to go with The Who. Obviously, they had a few songs, instrumental songs, especially on their rock operas. Instead, I'm going to go to the early years of The Who, actually their second album, and I'm going to request a song called Cobwebs and Strange. It's a wonderful song written by Keith Moon, and it's really just a showcase for his incredible drumming. Enjoy it. Thanks.
People's Playlist. This is Kat in New York. I'm calling for your instrumental requests. I am requesting Billy Joel, Root Beer Rag, which you can find on his Streetlight Serenade album. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, oof, that was that's a really fast song, that last one. But we started the set off with the Pixies doing Cecilia Ann, which is originally a song by the Surftones. After that was Rush doing YYZ, and I found this out that YYZ is actually the Toronto Pearson International Airport code, and the notes at the beginning of the song spell out YYZ in Morse code. And apparently the song was written or showed to the rest of the band as they were flying into the airport, and they thought, hey, that's kind of cool. So I thought that was kind of cool. After that was A Flock of Seagulls doing DNA, which earned the band a Grammy Award for Best Rock Instrumental Performance that year. After that was REM doing Winged Mammal Theme, which actually has the lyric Batman sung in there, but it's so buried, I think it's okay. Rumor has it this was written for one of the Batman movies and just never made it, so there you go. After that was The Who doing Cobwebs and Strange, and then we ended that with Billy Joel, the patron saint of the People's Playlist, because I think I've played more Billy Joel songs than any other artist, doing Root Beer Rag, which is a fun one and really shows off his piano skills. All right, so that was the first set. Let's go into our second set.
Hey, People's Playlist. Matt from New Hampshire here. One of my favorite instrumental tunes is Fun Zone by Weird Al Yankovic.
I'd like to request Ozma playing Korbaniki, the traditional Russian folk tune that most of us know better as the Tetris theme song. Thanks.
We'll be right back. Hello, People's Playlist. This is Tony Bevilacqua. I am calling to request Sweet and Low by Fugazi. Thank you, People's Playlist.
How about Ill Communication, Futterman's Rule? Now that's a good track, and that's instrumental. And there's a guy talking, at the beginning of the track, but then it gets all instrumental, so that counts.
Time is running, I'm passing, so you all better get right at this time, cause it might be no next time, y'all.
We'll be right back. Hi, People's Playlist. Mike from Burbank. For Unexpected Instrumentals, a song that I would like to hear is by Jethro Tull called Boire. Thanks, People's Playlist.
I would like to request Pink Floyd's The Great Gig in the Sky off of Dark Side of the Moon. There were a few instrumental pieces on that album, but that's the one I like the most. Thanks.
For it, you gotta go sometime.
Yeah, it's really kind of hard to follow that song, but we're going to try. We started the set off with Weird Al Yankovic. Oddly enough, it's kind of funny to start with Weird Al and end with Pink Floyd, but we started with Weird Al Yankovic doing Fun Zone from the UHF soundtrack, then Ozma doing Korbinicki, as stated, also known as the Tetris theme song, then Fugazi doing Sweet and Low, one of their many covers, then Beastie Boys doing Futterman's Rule, and the song is named after a chef named Gene Futterman. He's a professional chef and was a friend of MCA, and he had a rule that when serving food to a large group of people, the rule is, when two are served, you may begin to eat. So that's Futterman's rule. After that was Jethro Tull doing Boré, which was adapted from the Bach tune, written in the early 1700s. And then we ended that with Pink Floyd, The Great Gig in the Sky, off of The Dark Side of the Moon, of course. And the vocalist was a session musician named Claire Torrey, who just got called in and was told to just kind of figure out what she should add over the song. They had the instrumentation, and they just couldn't figure out what to do over it. So they said, hey, come on in and do it. And she tried a few singing takes, but then she decided to just use her voice as an instrument rather than as, you know, vocals. And that's what we got. And then she got paid £30, and that was it. And then she later sued the band for co-authorship, and now rightfully has her name on every album pressed ever since. So good for her. And now let's go into our last set.
Hi, People's Playlist. This is Paola calling from Santa Monica, and I would like to request Oscillate Wildly by The Smiths. Thanks.
Jennifer from New Hampshire, and I would love to hear TV Mad Dog 2020 by Elliott Smith.
Thanks. Bye.
People's Playlist, this is Rob in LA, and I would like to hear Ice Castles by Ween.
Thank you. Hey, People's Playlist, this is Dave calling from Atlanta. I did a series of mixtapes back in my late high school days and into college. I think I ended up with 12 tapes full of the coolest alternative music of the day. And the tape series was named after this song. And since People's Playlist is kind of an ongoing community mixtape, I figured this would be appropriate. I would like to hear Teenage Fan Club, Is This Music?
Playlist. This is Tomas in San Francisco, and I'm about to date myself here. Back when I was in junior high, I listened to a lot of Talking Heads, Huey Lewis, Peter Gabriel, and Genesis. The Invisible Touch album by Genesis ends with a great instrumental song called The Brazilian, and that's what I'd like to hear. The Brazilian by Genesis.
I really like that one. That's a new one to me. And it sounds like something that I feel like Trent Reznor would have listened to and thought, like, hey, I could use some of that for a Pretty Hate Machine, which came out just a couple years later. Anyway, we started the set off with The Smiths doing Oscillate Wildly. After that was Elliot Smith doing Kiwi Mad Dog 2020. Then Ween doing Ice Castles, which always makes me feel a little nauseous when I hear it, but I still love it. After that was Teenage Fan Club doing Is This Music? And then Genesis ending the show with The Brazilian. And that'll do it for the People's Playlist. Thank you all for listening. Hope you all enjoyed it. As a reminder, you can listen to this and every past show at thepeoplesplaylist.podbean.com. You should follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thepeoplesplaylist, where I post videos and other reminders and interesting things, and join the community. You can also follow us on Twitter at peeps_playlist. And then the hotline, as always, 626-782-5478. You can also reach me, again, at thepeoplesplaylist.gmail.com. I welcome any criticisms, comments, inspirations. You know, send me a joke. I'm down for it. That'll do it for the show, and we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.